Maestro Kerry Stratton's musical legacy lives on through the Toronto Concert Orchestra's Symphony in the City, and you can enjoy weekly concerts by the lake beginning next Tuesday, June 27th, and running through August 22nd. This immersive-themed concert season includes evenings to celebrate Mozart, Gatsby, Piaf, Derby, Masquerade, Opera, and even Canadian musical legend Tom Wilson will take part. You can immerse yourself in live music all summer long with the Toronto Concert Orchestra. It all happens at the iconic Palais Royal along the waterfront in Toronto's West End. VIP experience and catered waterfront lounge experiences available. Book your seats at tcomusic.ca. That's tcomusic.ca. Joining us with full details, Sharon Lee and Marcus Schultes, co-artistic directors with the Toronto Concert Orchestra. Welcome back to the Oasis.
Thank you for having us.
Good to see you both. It's been a year, and welcome back. I'm so glad that you're back. I'm glad that you continue to do this. Maestro Kerry Stratton, just this huge musical force in the city, in Europe, a host here at the New Classical FM, conductor with this orchestra. Why do you continue to shine a light on that life and that career?
He's really our father, our musical father. He birthed the orchestra, and we would not be here without him. And he introduced to this particular audience, the audience of Toronto, a whole new concept of enjoying classical music. He took classical music outside of its concert hall.
That's
and
right.
He put it in so many places.
I can't tell you how many people I run into and they say, oh, I remember I saw that concert with him conducting. It was outside, it was in a park, it was in a castle, or wherever it was. And people just have these really fond memories of those days.
Yeah, and he was always very good at very thoughtful programming, making classical music entertaining and exciting.
Yeah.
And really taking the stuffiness out of classical music or what can be there.
But I think it was also a real connection with the musicians. And looking at his musicians and seeing who can offer what and really programming with his various assets in mind and making sure that all of his musicians were shining the best that they could.
And also a connection with the audience. You know, we really feel that the audience are part of the TCO family.
Right.
So we know them. We know a lot of the people by name. And it's so great to see them week after week.
And so that's what we look to continue to celebrate. That's
exactly
what you're still trying to do. So Kerry Stratton, we've learned a little bit about the man and the career and his legacy. And you've done something special just for him.
So this season, we created an internal ensemble called Stratton Soloists.
I love it.
Yeah. So do we. And Kerry's never named anything after himself. And it's time. So this is our legacy gift to him. And this particular presentation of Stratton Soloists is 15 string players. And he loved the string orchestra repertoire. So we're doing that for him. And that one is August 15th.
August 15th. All right. So as we start to look at some dates in the future, we will note that one. Mark that down on your calendars. A very special tribute to Maestro Kerry Stratton. Tell us about the decision. You moved to the Palais Royal last year, but also the decision to stay there. Tell us a little bit about that venue.
And yeah, it's such a wonderful venue. You know, it's right on the water, so you have beautiful lake
views.
You do. It's stunning.
I've enjoyed a few cocktails there.
Yeah, yeah.
For
you
sure.
Get these wonderful sunsets. And then, so, you know, you're outside, you have your pre-concert drink and food, and then you come inside and have this magical musical experience, too. It's wonderful.
And so much history there. It's been going on for more or less like 100 years. I remember my grandmother went there.
It is. Yeah. It's 100 years, exactly.
Right. Wow. Incredible. Yeah. If you are just joining us, co-artistic directors with the Toronto Concert Orchestra, Sharon Lee, Marcus Schultes are here in the studios. The TCO begins a new summer season, Symphony in the City, beginning next Tuesday at the iconic Palais Royal. So tell us about your opener, June 27th.
Oh my goodness. This one's called Off to the Races. And, you know, it's a catchphrase that we found ourselves using over and over again. Oh, and then we'll be off to the races. And we wanted to bring the energy of a derby race.
Right.
Because it's
Kentucky Derby.
Exactly.
The way everybody dresses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
And there's so much excitement. There's so much energy. And I had the pleasure of playing at the Queen's Plate last year.
Okay.
And I loved every second of it.
A lot of pageantry.
Yes.
A lot of excitement.
Yes.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a derby race?
I mean, listen, my dad played the horses and did okay in his time. So I know something about that world. Yeah.
So this is the musical accompaniment to a sporting event. You know, it has all of that excitement. Like you said, the pageantry of like a proms concert. Yeah, my money's on Santa's Little Helper.
Tell us a little bit about your repertoire that night.
We'll be doing a lot of Leroy Anderson,
okay,
a lot of Scott Joplin.
Triumphant, American, and
Glory.
Yeah, perfect for that setting.
And also a Canadian composer, a brand new work by Canadian female composer, Liza McLellan.
Okay, love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if you don't know these composers, Leroy Anderson or Scott Joplin, even if you don't know them by name, you'll for sure know their tunes, like The Entertainer.
Scott Joplin, of course, the Ragtime King. There's a big opera from Scott Joplin going on in the city right now, which is going on. So, and then Leroy Anderson, so famous around the holidays and so on with his arrangements. VIP experience is available and tickets at tcomusic.ca. Very exciting opener to your season.
Mm-hmm.
What is VIP experiences? What is the option there?
So the VIP experience gets you the best seats in the house.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And it comes with access to our catered waterfront lounge. So it's right on the water.
Okay, so hors d'oeuvres and catering and the best seats in the house. And obviously people might enjoy a cocktail as well.
Yep, and complimentary drinks as well.
Wow. Sounds like a great ticket. So look at that, tcomusic.ca. Look at those VIP experiences. All right, here we go into July, July 4th, and a really compelling, charismatic musician in Tom Wilson, solo act, member of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, author, Beautiful Scars, his autobiography. It's also the name of your special night with him.
So Tom Wilson is truly a one-of-a-kind artist.
You should hear him when he's sits here and he talks into the microphone. I just feel like giving up my job. That voice is so deep and rich.
I know. And he's bringing that voice to TCO. I'm so excited. I've had the immense pleasure of working with him as a string collaborator for a couple of years now. And I've always wished it was a bigger show. And his orchestrator has made a bigger show. So we're bringing it to the Toronto Concert Orchestra. And his music is for everyone.
It's spellbinding. He's a raconteur. He's an incredible storyteller, and not to mention just an interesting voice in that setting with an orchestral arrangement around him.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've seen him a few times now live, and he's just captivating. You know, you're just drawn into him, into his voice, into what he has to say, what he has to sing.
Just think about that. Right after that long weekend there, it's on a Tuesday night, July 4th. Take in an incredible show like that at the Palais Royal with Beautiful Scars and Tom Wilson. All right, July 11th, Mozart's Letters, a modern-day Amadeus fantasy. What do you have planned?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to this program. We have soprano Alyssa DeMarco, who's coming to join us. We've basically curated this beautiful event, some of Mozart's most beautiful arias, paired with Sinfonia Concertante, played by two of our own musicians in the orchestra. It's not just the music, because we read some of his letters and we pair the letters with the music.
Okay.
So you get kind of this literary, personal journey into his life and music.
What a night that's going to be. July 11th, Mozart's Letters with the Toronto Concert Orchestra. VIP experience is available, regular tickets available, tcomusic.ca. One more pick as we look ahead into the summer. I'll give you one more choice here.
Well, we have Gatsby and Piaf, which are very, very popular.
Going to be huge. It's nice to have sort of a jazz meets orchestral night, right?
Especially in that venue. Where,
in the Palais.
Yeah, it's made for that kind of music.
What's the date on those ones?
So Gatsby is July 18th and Piaf is August 1st.
Okay, so we'll look forward and we'll maybe we'll look at those last couple a little later in the summer. Co-artistic directors with the Toronto Concert Orchestra, Sharon Lee, Marcus Schultes, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Great to be with you both. And the TCO begins a new summer season, Symphony in the City, next Tuesday at the Palais Royal. What a night it's going to be, celebrating a Derby-style evening in the iconic Palais Royal. Weekly concerts through August 22nd, VIP experiences, catered waterfront lounge experiences available. Book those seats at tcomusic.ca.